Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Join me on today's program as we get ready for Christmas. Paul Simon. Oh my God. What an incredible energy he captures. So up. I'm sitting here in my chair and I just can't help but like chair dancing and stuff. And Paul Simon, what a gift for telling a story. He's taken on a role of every man. Now, you know he's got to be incredibly wealthy, but he is writing a song from a perspective of every man. You know, I got money matters weighing me down, and the music may be merry, but it's only temporary, because I know Santa Claus is coming to town, getting ready for Christmas Day. Oh my gosh. You know, I wanted to, I'm getting ready for Christmas Day, and you probably are too. And so on today's program, we're going to be, working through some of the things that Christmas means, what this time of year is like. And we're going to be hearing really a wonderful assortment of music, Pete Seeger and the Byrds and Sting and Mick Jagger and all this good stuff. But before we move on to that, I just want to spend a little bit of time to reflect on Paul Simon's songwriting abilities. Paul Simon, Paul Frederick Simon. Born on October 31st in 1941 in Newark, New Jersey, but really raised out in Queens. And all his life, he's been a songwriter. And so I wanted to delve into a little bit about what he has to say about how he approaches songwriting. So there was an interview he gave in USA Today back in 2006. Now, that's already several years ago. He was 65 years old at the time. And he has a lot to say about songwriting. So here's the quote from Paul Simon. Quote, "I'm much more judgmental these days. Finishing a song is more satisfying now because I'm grateful. Whereas when I was 28, I expected it. Now, if I find something to say, and I say it in a way that I think is artful and true, I'm relieved. I wasn't frustrated or stymied. When I was younger, I just said whatever I had to say. I ask myself now, do I deeply believe that? Will anybody get it? Am I just talking to myself? You have to put that aside because it's not very helpful. I'm trying to be as honest as I can, expressing myself musically and lyrically, editing out what might be considered obscure, but not trying to oversimplify or be condescending, and then I have to let go, even if I don't immediately understand the words. What I meant eventually reveals itself. You can be too familiar with the process, which I've been doing since I was 15. Sometimes, instead of manipulating the craft, you have to just be the vessel through which some sort of inspiration will flow." That's Paul Simon's take on songwriting. So how does that apply to the song that we just heard? Well, there's an interesting progression, that Paul Simon has done musically. And, you know, he started out, Simon and Garfunkel, and kind of a folk singer, and then he launched his solo career, and he's working in an American pop medium. He travels to Africa. He does Graceland. He travels to South America, the Rhythm of the Saints, and all of a sudden he starts to combine alternative recording techniques, different kind of world rhythms. His production gets way more complicated, like in that song that we just heard. So the song that we just heard, Getting Ready for Christmas Day, is from an album called So Beautiful or So What? It's the 12th solo album that Paul Simon recorded, and it was released in 2011. And his songwriting style, it's incredible how he not only can share his art, but he can share the thoughts behind how he's working. So let's back up again to 2006 when he was giving that USA Today interview. And he talks about how at that time, and that's about, 10, 11 years ago, at that time, how he was writing songs. He doesn't start with a melody. So this is what Paul Simon has to say. Quote, "I start with a rhythm. It's drums first. Then I go to key, to sound, to guitar, to the form of the song, to the beginning of the melody. As the melody begins, so do the words. That's how it's been since Graceland. I write backward. Okay, so that's interesting. That's 2006. So here we are. We're going to listen to a couple more tracks from the album he did a few years after that, in 2011, the album So Beautiful or So What. And the difference on this album is that instead of doing the process he just described, where it's all about rhythm after being to Africa, after being to South America, he returns to composing on an acoustic guitar. And there's something about the songs on this album that really settle that with me. I can really tell that he's got a different approach, and the songs seem more lyrical. They seem to relate to some of his earlier approaches. And he records this whole album in a little cottage at his house in New Canaan, Connecticut. And you heard a lot of interesting samples in the song we just heard. You know, there's a preacher, and that was recorded from 1941. A sermon from 1941. There's hardly any bass on this album, but there's a lot of bells. Anyway, when he talks about the lyrics and what he tries to say, So Beautiful or So What is one of the most, it's one of the deepest albums of like personal expression that I know of Paul Simon. So we're going to listen to two songs that to me particularly speak to the season, the Christmas season, the holy holidays, the renewal of life, all the things that you think about that come back to you year after year. You think about Christmases past. You think about your family. You think about people that you've lost. All kinds of things that Christmas brings up. So there's one song we're going to hear first. It's called The Afterlife. It's a very humorous song. But it deals with the idea of, you know, we're gonna have to meet God someday. And then another more serious song called Love and Blessings. This is Paul Simon from So Beautiful or So What.
After I died and the makeup had dried, I went back to my place. No moon that night, but a heavenly light shone on my face. Still I thought it was odd, there was no sign of God just to usher me in. Then a voice from above, sugar-coated with love, said, let us begin. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line. Okay, a new kid in school, got to follow the rule, you got to learn the routine. Whoa, there's a girl over there with the sunshiny hair, like a homecoming queen. I said, hey, what you say, it's a glorious day. By the way, how long you been dead? Maybe you, maybe me, maybe baby makes three, but you just shook your head. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line. And all the noses from narrow to flat had to stand in the line just to glimpse the divine. What you think about that? Well, it seems like our fate to suffer and wait for the knowledge we seek. It's all is designed, no one cuts in the line, no one here likes a sneak. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line.
After you climb up the ladder of time, the Lord God is near. Face to face in the vastness of space, your words disappear. And you feel like you're swimming in an ocean of love, and the current is strong. But all that remains when you try to explain is a fragment of song. Lord, is it me, Papa Lula? Oh, Papa Goo. Lord, be Papa Lula. Oh, Papa Goo.
Just a little bit duller than the memory of you.
Paul Simon. That song was called Love and Blessings, and right before that, The Afterlife, both from So Beautiful or So What. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and we're getting ready for Christmas. Oh, yeah. And part of getting ready for Christmas, you know, your thoughts turn to, you know, peace and love and brotherhood and the community you have around you and pulling together with your friends and realizing what's important to you. Or at least that's what happens to me at this time of year. And if Paul Simon is prolific, I'd like to play some music by another incredibly prolific musician who also had an invaluable contribution to the American culture, a man named Pete Seeger. Oh, yes. Pete Seeger was 94 years old when he passed away on January the 27th in 2014, but he left an astounding legacy, 52 studio albums, 23 compilation albums, 22 live albums, 31 singles. Pete Seeger. In 1966, he released an album called God Bless the Grass. And on that album, he recorded a song by a contemporary folk singer, Richard Farina. The song is called The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. And I was very curious because Richard Farina died at a very young age in a motorcycle accident in April of 1966. So I thought when I saw that Pete Seeger had recorded the song that it was probably in a tribute to his friend who had passed away. But when I looked up the information, the song that Pete Seeger recorded was several months before Richard Farina had his fatal accident, and was released on Pete Seeger's God Bless the Grass. The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood, it not only shows the incredible songwriting of Richard Farina, but it sets up Pete Seeger as a singer in a way that I normally don't get to hear him. It's beautifully sung, and it's a perfect meditation for the type of thoughts that come to you at this time of year. After that, we're going to hear Pete Seeger reading a poem to my old brown earth. And then I thought we'd end the set with a song that Pete Seeger wrote, which really launched the birds into their career. Taken from the Bible, from the book of Ecclesiastes, Turn, Turn, Turn. Let's start with Pete Seeger singing The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood.
Gentle tides go rolling by along the salt sea strand. The colors blend and roll as one together in the sand. And often do the winds entwine to send their distant call, the quiet joys of brotherhood, when love is lord of all. Where oat and wheat together rise along the common ground, the mare and stallion, light and dark, have thunder in their sound. The rainbow sign, the blended flood, still have my heart enthralled. The quiet joys of brotherhood, when love is Lord of all. But men have come to plow the tides, the oat lies on the ground. I hear their fires in the field, they drive the stallion down. The roses bleed both light and dark, the winds do seldom call. The running sands recall the time when love was Lord of all.
To my old brown earth and to my old blue sky, I'll now give these last few molecules of I. And you who sing, and you who stand nearby, I do charge you not to cry. Guard well our human chain, watch well you keep it strong, as long as sun will shine.
The sun shines bright in the summer, the trees know when to let go of their leaves. And every winter I begin to wonder how will the flowers ever bloom again?
And this our home, keep pure and sweet and green, for now I'm yours, and you are also mine.
These are God's creations divine.
For now I'm yours, and you are also mine.
Raindrop falls to nourish the earth, and the smallest seed can grow into strongest tree, and every morning the sun comes up to greet me, bringing life to everything you see. I find it hard to deny, 'cause it feels so right. The earth whispers to my heart deep inside, these are God's creations divine.
To my old brown earth and to my old blue sky, I'll now give these last few molecules of I.
Sometimes it's hard to believe in anything at all. But when the winter fades, the hope of spring will bloom again. I find it hard tonight, because it feels so right. The earth whispers to my heart deep inside. These are God's creations divine.
To my old brown earth and to my old blue sky, I'll now give these last few molecules of I.
Peace.
That jangly 12-string Rickenbacker that McGuinn plays with the birds singing Pete Seeger's song, Turn, 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 from 1965. And before that, we heard Mr. Pete Seeger himself on two tracks, To My Old Brown Earth, and a song by Richard Farina, The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. Yeah. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. We're getting ready for Christmas, and just on cue, it started to snow today. Yes, the snow is falling outside, and here we are in the wintertime. Let's hear what Steve Miller has to say.
Together, I have to hold my head. It seems that she's gone, and somehow I am pinned by the hounds of winter. howling in the wind. I walk through the day, my coat around my ears. I look for my companion. I have to dry my tears. It seems that she's gone, leaving me too soon. I'm as dark as December, I'm as cold, I'm as cold, I'm as cold as the man in the moon. I still see her face, as beautiful as day. It's easy to remember, remember my love that way. All I hear is that lonesome, lonesome sound of the hounds of winter. They follow me down, down, down. Can make up the fire the way that she could. I spent all my days in the search for dry wood. Bought all the windows and closed the front door. I can't believe she won't be here anymore. Still see her face as beautiful as day. It's easy to remember, remember my love that way. All I hear is that lonesome sound on the hounds of winter. They follow me down. A season for joy, a season for sorrow. Where she's gone, I was surely, surely follow. She brightened my day, she warmed the coldest night. But the hounds of winter, they got me in their sights. I still see her face, as beautiful as day. It's easy to remember, remember my love that way. All I hear is that lonesome, lonesome sound of the hounds of winter. They harry me down, down, down. Rise from my bed, collect my thoughts together. I have to hold my head. Seems that she's gone. Somehow I am pinned by the hounds of winter, howling in the wind. The hounds of winter, they're howling in the wind.
was tossing and turning like a ship out in a storm, and I could not feel the spirit. There was nothing there at all, and I could not dial the number, and I could not make the call. Dancing in the starlight, dancing in the strangest forms, and I could not feel the spirit. No one there at all. I was groping in the darkness, seeing dangers in the park. Yeah, talk to them to silence.
Songs from two complicated and talented British men, Mick Jagger, Dancing in the Stars. That's his fourth solo album called Goddess in the Doorway, released in 2001. And he worked with Lenny Kravitz on that. And, you know, he's dealing with, disappointment in a relationship. And right before that, one of my favorite pieces of music from Sting, 2009, If on a Winter's Night. That's his original song, The Hounds of Winter. Yeah, and we started that set with the Steve Miller Band from 1977, from the Book of Dreams, Steve Miller Band, Wintertime. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. We're getting ready for Christmas. We're trying to absorb the fact that, yes, winter is here and it's snowing, and it's time to think about seasons past, to dig a little deeper and find where our hearts are, touch our souls, and think about the best things that the season has to offer. And I recently discovered a song by Weezer, Turn It Up, it's the Beach Boys. I couldn't say that more emphatically, because some of the most beautiful music I know is written by Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. So we're going to hear a couple of songs. You'll recognize the Beach Boys. And we'll end our program today with some thoughts from John Lennon. Here's the Beach Boys. Our Prayer.
Like endless rain into a paper cup, they slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Jackaroo. change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Images of broken light which dance before me like a million eyes. They call me on and on across the universe. Float me under like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo David. Oh, nothing's gonna change. Around me like a million suns. It calls me on and on across the universe.
Deva Om in Sanskrit means glory to the shining remover of darkness. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed our program today as we get ready for Christmas and winter. I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you so much for listening. Now and Then, support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. It's about 1 minute before 4 o'clock. This is 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're community radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. Stay tuned, the Janice Adams Show is coming.